The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire mesechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara in today's daf brings down the memory of Shmuel. That Shmuel says, "Amar Shmuel lechem oini, lechem shoini nolav dvorim harbe." That's what the Torah called matzah, lechem oini. The Torah was telling us, we make a drasha that the Torah is telling us that matzah is the type of bread that we speak about. We say many things about it. In other words, we say the Haggadah about the matzah, which simply understood means that while we have the matzah in front of us, that's when we have the mitzvah of saying the Haggadah. We may wonder, what's the chiddush of this memra? What's this memra telling us? We all know that we say in the Haggadah that the darshan from Pesukim Yochum Mirosh Chodesh. I would think you should start saying the Haggadah Shal Pesach, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim from the beginning of Nisan, Tamalayim Abayim Ahu. From there we learn out of the pasuk that it has to be on that day, the day of Pesach. Ibayim Ahu, if it would be on that day, Yochum Ibayim, I think you'd be able to start speaking about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Erev Pesach, Tamalayim Abayim Zeh. We learn out of the pasuk Abayim that you have to say because of this, you have to look at the Pesach, the Matzah, the Morah, and say because of this. You have to be able to point your finger at the mitzvahs of the Laila and the mitzvahs of Pesach. In other words, the Pesach, the Matzah, and the Morah, which can only be done at night of Tezvav Nisan. Because of this, and you can only say because of this when you have it in front of you, and therefore, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is only when you have Matzah and Morah in front of you. So the question is, if we already have that drash of Bavur Zeh, we already learned out of the pasuk Bavur Zeh, which tells us that the time to say Yetzias Mitzrayim, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, is when you have the Matzah and the Morah, because you have to have the Matzah and Morah in front of you. If so, so what's the nafke mina of that the Torah told us, lechem oini, that this is the bread that we speak about and we say Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? I already have another pasuk. What is the nafke mina? What's the Torah telling me? What's the chiddush? What's the nafke mina of this drasha, of this halacha, of lechem oini, lechem sho'oini na'olav dvorim had? I like in this year to address this question and say two nafke minas, and also to discuss a very interesting Rashi. Rashi says, "She'oinin alav dvarim." What does it mean that you say a lot of things? "She'goyimim alav is a halil, ve'oyimim alav hagodah." Rashi says that you say halil and you say the hagodah and about the matzah. But Rashi doesn't just say you say the halil, you say the first part of the halil. Rashi says shegoyimim olav es halil. You finish, you complete, you say the entire halil and the matzah, and or about the matzah. Which that is a bit puzzling. We'll have to speak about that and see about that. But in contrast to where the Meiri says that we just, the lashon of the Meiri is, I have the lashon. Yeah, the Meiri says chilas halil, the an or about the matzah. We say the beginning of halil. Rashi says we complete. We say the entire halil. The Meiri says no. We say only the beginning of halil and or about the matzah. So I'd like to address these two questions. What is the machlokes between Rashi and the Meiri? That Rashi said we complete the entire halil, and the Meiri said we say halil, the beginning of halil. And also, what's the nafke mina? What is this halacha of lechem oini telling us? My nafke mina, one nafke mina is there that we have this new halacha. So let's begin with a chinuch. The chinuch says that ladies are chayiv in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The chinuch is the mitzvah of Aleph. Ladies are chayiv min atoira in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Says the minchas chinuch. The chinuch is a pella. What's going on? Why does the chinuch say ladies are chayim in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim min atoira? What do you mean? We know that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah seishas man gorma. limited to a specific time. It's said to be done only in a certain time. And we have a rule, mitzvah asei shazman garma, noshim peturois. Whenever it's a mitzvah asei that specific to a time, ladies are potter. So why are ladies chayiv in the midst of Sipri Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim? As I frak the Minchas Chinuch and the Chinuch. Continues the Minchas Chinuch, that the Rambam says the ladies are chayiv in Matzah. And when he comes to the midst of Sipri Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, he doesn't say a word about that ladies are chayiv. Mashma says the Minchas Chinuch, that the Rambam holds ladies are potter min HaTorah from the mitzvah, Sibiritius Mitzrayim. Many, many Achrayim say, although the Rambam and any Shita that we'll find will say the ladies are potter min atoyro from Sibiritius Mitzrayim, nevertheless they are chayiv midrabbonon in Sibiritius Mitzrayim, be that as it may, but the Minchas Chinuch is making a point that the Rambam holds that min atoyro ladies are potter from Sibiritius Mitzrayim because it's a mitzvah seishas man gormo. And why should the Chinuch say they're chayiv? So it comes from Achrayim and say a Teretz. Teretz is that the Chinuch holds that the Sibiritius Mitzrayim is a part of the mitzvah of Matzah. If you look in the Ramban, in his Asogis and Sefer HaMitzvahs, said that, in other words, and the Sefer, the Ramban wrote many Asogis, many disagreements, all of his questions on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs. So the Rambam deleted many of the Rambam's mitzvahs, and therefore, because he deleted, so therefore his count of 248 mitzvahs say was shorter. So he had to fill in some mitzvahs that the Rambam didn't have. So the Rambam came along and told us all the mitzvahs that he adds in what the Rambam didn't have that he does have. Says the, so in his mitzvahs asay, he says vav, from those that the Rambam doesn't have. And he has, he's talking about, he says he has a mitzvah of making a bracha birchas haTorah. The Rambam doesn't count saying birchas haTorah as a mitzvah. And the Rambam does count it. Says the Ramban, why do I say to count it? The Rambam didn't count Birchas HaTorah. Presumably, the Rambam wasn't counting it because he felt that it's just a part and parcel of the mitzvah of learning Torah. Once he counts the mitzvah of learning Torah, so there's no need to count a separate mitzvah for the mitzvah of making a Birchas HaTorah. Says the Ramban, I disagree. The mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah pertains to the mitzvah of learning Torah, but it's a separate mitzvah, and it deserves to be counted separately. He says the Ramban, just like the mitzvah of Kriyas Bikurim, of saying the whole parsha of the Rami Yavid Avi when a person brings Bikurim, is not to count it together with the mitzvah of bringing Bikurim. And just like the mitzvah of saying Sipri Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim is not counted together with eating the carbon Pesach, so too the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah isn't counted together with the mitzvah of learning Torah. In any case, we see that the Ramban understands that the mitzvah of Sibiritius Mitzrayim is like part of the mitzvah of eating Pesach, the carbon Pesach, just that it deserves to have its own count. But theoretically, it's really a part of that mitzvah of eating the Pesach, as much so as the Birchas HaTorah is a mitzvah, is part of the mitzvah of learning Torah. So we can say similarly in the Das of the Chinuch. The Chinuch holds that based on this Joshua, Lechem Oini, Lechem She'oinin Olav Dvorim Harvi, the Torah told us that the mitzvah of Sibir Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim is part of the mitzvah of Matzah. Whoever is obligated in eating Matzah will have this mitzvah of Sibir Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. And therefore the Chinuch holds that since ladies have this mitzvah of eating Matzah, so therefore they'll have this mitzvah of Sibir Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, because they have to complete that mitzvah of Matzah. To complete that mitzvah of Matzah, they have to talk about the Matzah, and they have to be Mekayim Sipur Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. That's one nafkimina. Another nafkimina is, if you look in the Torah, Siman Tov Ayin Gimel, the Torah says as follows. After a person finishes saying Manishtana, and they come to say Avod the Mayinu, they say the answer to the questions of the Manishtana, they have to bring the Ka'ara with the masses back to the table. Why? Says the Torah, since we have a Joshua Lechem Oini, Lechem She'ini Nolav Dvorim Harvei, that you say on it many things, so you have to be able to say on the Masa. If you don't have the Masa in front of you, You're not speaking about the Matzah, you're not speaking on the Matzah. In other words, it's true, like we asked, there's already a Joshua Bavruzeh, that you have to be able, you have to have the Matzah to be able to point to it in order to be Mekayim Mitzvah Sipirtiyas Mitzrayim. However, first of all, Bavruzeh might only be telling us when you have to do the Mitzvah. So Lechem Moini tells us it's not only when you have to do the mitzvah, the way we said before, that it tells us that it's part of the mitzvah of Matzah. And whoever has the obligation of Matzah will have the obligation of Sipirtiyas Mitzrayim. The Torah says a different point, that not only, that's the way the Chinuch could understand what Lechem Moini is telling us. The Torah says you have to have the Matzah there. It's not only when you have the mitzvah of Sipirtiyas Mitzrayim, but it's also, Lechem Moini, it tells you that the way to do Sipirtiyas Mitzrayim is with Matzah in front of you. Bavruzeh might have only told you when you have to do the mitzvah. Lechem Moini tells you how to do the mitzvah. You have to have the Matzah there to be able to speak about the Matzah. Because you have to speak about it, Allah. You have to have it to speak about it. So the Bach comes, and the Bach asks, and this Torah, and he says, you're saying that you have to bring the Matzah back to the table in order that you'll say Sibiyutiyas Mitzrayim and the Matzah, because the Torah says Lechem Oini, that you speak about the Matzah. Says the Bach, you're misunderstanding the Drasha. The Torah is not telling you you have to speak on the Matzah with the tangible Matzah. The Torah is only saying you have to speak about the concept of Matzah. You don't have to have tangible Matzah in front of you. The way to say Sipirtiyas Mitzrayim is by discussing Matzah. That's why, says the Bach, we start with Holachman. We start the whole Magid with the discussion of Lechem. Holachman, this is the Lechem that the poor people ate, this is the lechem that Yidden ate when they were slaves, and this is the lechem that, which is what got baked when they came out of Mitzrayim. The discussion has to be on the topic of the lechem oini, of the matzah. But now that you have to have tangible matzah, now that you have to discuss it with matzah in front of you, as they checked the Bach on the tour. That's because the tour and the Bach obviously have different understandings of what does it mean, Allah. What does it mean on it? Does it mean on the topic? Or does it mean on it literally? About, you have to speak on it. That it's there and you're speaking with it in front of you. Then as we said, you already know Bavruzeh. Bavruzeh already tells us that you have to be able to point. So there's really two ways how to answer that question. Before we were saying that Bavruzeh could be only telling you when you have to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Matzah. Possibly Bavruzeh is only telling you that at the time when you have Matzah and Mora, that's when you have to do the Mitzvah Sipirtiyas Mitzrayim. And then Lechem Oini tells you that you have to actually have the Matzah in front of you to be able to say the Sipirtiyas Mitzrayim. However, there's another way to answer, and that is to say that Bavruzeh, there's different parts of the mitzvah Sipirtiyas Mitzrayim. Part of Sipirtiyas Mitzrayim is to speak about the matzah and to speak about the morer, like we say, So, if only for the pasuk of Bavruzeh, I would have said that you only have to have the matzah in front of you when you say the reasons for the matzah. But when your matzah begnus from Mitzrayim v'shvach and you say all the other things that we say about during Sipirtiyas Mitzrayim, for that you don't have to have the matzah in front of you. So for that I have a drash of Lechem Oini that it has to be, you have to have the matzah in front of you the entire time. There's actually an interesting machlokes about this halacha of Lechem Oini, the Haggadah of Beit Vayagid Moshe. And it's brought down that the Biskirov used to do this. And it's brought down in the Haggadah of Pesach Divya Yoyo that there are those that are of the opinion that not only do you have to have three matzahs in front of you, but all the matzah, whoever, any matzah that's going to be eaten, to be Mekayim, the mitzvah matzah, has to be there on the table during Magid. Because since there's a halacha, the way we're explaining, according to the Torah, that you have to speak on the matzah, on the tangible matzah, with the matzah that you're in front of you. So if this is the matzah that you're going to eat for your mitzvah matzah, it has to be there during the Magid. So therefore, if let's say you have a big mishpacha, and three matzahs is obviously not going to be enough for everyone to get a kizayin, so you have to bring other matzahs to the table, and it should be there on the table, visible, while you speak about the Sipirtiyas Mitzrayim. Apparently the Biskirov used to fear stuff like this, and the Satmar Rebbe used to fear stuff like this. However, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav speaks out clearly that the other people, except for the one who's Mesadir, the Seder, nobody else has to have Mass in front of them. And it's brought down in the Sefer of Leo the Yibayel, the Shlomo Zalman Eibach Zatzal also said that it's unnecessary to have Mass in front of everybody. It's enough that the one who's Eibach HaSeder has the Mass in front of him. What's the Bir HaMachlekes? What are they arguing about? Kipshutai, the Machlekes of here is, what's this halacha? According to the Torah, this Torah that says that it has to be spoken about Masa, with tangible Masa. What does that mean? One way to understand is that it's a halacha in the Masa. Other way to understand is that it's not halacha in the Masa, but it's halacha in the Magid, in the Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. Kipshuta, this is the way to understand the machlokes in these two mehalchim. If it's a halacha in the Masa, that the Masa that you eat has to have on it that it was there when it was there when the Yisibiyas Mitzrayim was said. So then any matzah that's going to be eaten by Moitzi Matzah has to be there on the table. Whereas if it's a halacha in Yisibiyas Mitzrayim, it's a halacha in the Sipur that you do. If so, then it doesn't have to be there on the table. The matzah that you eat, it's just that while you have Yisibiyas Mitzrayim, you have to have some matzahs here. I'm not sure if I fully understand it, but Al-Kapanim, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and Shlomo Zalman, they seem to say a word that the one who's saying the Agoda, he's moitzi everybody with this inyan of having the Master there. So it sounds like it's a din in the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and he's able to be moitzi them with this inyan of having the Master there. It's interesting to note that there's a Sefer Tosfos Chaim that says in the name of the Arizal that a person should be makbid not. Apparently, Al-Pi Kabbalah, there's an Indian not to have any other matzah besides for those three matzahs on the table. So, pastor, you can, depending on a person's minig, Nairu, Pashtay, whatever minig a person does, there's valid sources and explanations to back them. But Al-Kapanim, this is the chayr explanation of the two minhagim or mehalchim of whether you have all the mats on the table or not all the mats. In any case, let's get back to the other part of today's shir. And the other question was, what's the machloikis between Rashi and the Meiri? Rashi said that lechem oini means that you speak about the Haggadah, okay, the Sibiyatiyas Mitzrayim, with the matzah there, and you finish the entire halil. The Meiri, on the other hand, said that you start the halil. So number one, l'chayr you see from Rashi. Rashi says that you complete the entire halal. When you finish the halal, l'chayr the matzah is not there, the matzah was eaten up. At the very least, you see that Rashi is not learning like the Biskirov and the Satmar Rebbe, that every single bit of matzah that you eat has to have Haggadah set on it, because as the bits of matzah that you ate, by Meisi matzah is not there when you finish the halal. It would seem that Rashi also learns, not like the Torah. Because even like the Torah, that only one person has to have the matzah. The Al-Kapanim, one person has to have the matzah. By the time you get up to finishing the halal, nobody has the matzah. It would seem that Rashi learns like the Bach. The Gremim Alav is a halal, that the whole mitzvah of Lechem Ayni Sha'inim Alav Dvorim Harbe is only that it's everything is on the concept of matzah. Everything starts with the concept of matzah, and on the concept of matzah, we go and we say the entire halal, and we say the Haggadah, the Sibiyat Yetzias Mitzrayim. So, Pasuk, this is the explanation of the Meiri. The Meiri is saying, not like Rashi. Since the Meiri learns that, possibly the Meiri learns that you have to have the actual Master in front of you. And therefore he says, we only say the beginning of halal when you have the actual Master. In any case, whether we'll learn like the Meiri, whether we'll learn like Rashi, they both tell us a very important point over here. And they're telling us that simply we might learn that the mitzvah of Sibiyatiyas Mitzrayim is just to say the story of that we went out of Mitzrayim. We happen to say Hallel, Chazal, we're mistaken to say Hallel. There are many times a year that we say Hallel on Yom Tovim. We thank Hashem for all the nisim and eflois that he did. But from Rashi and the Meiri, we see a point which we see actually in other places as well. But they tell us a big yisoid, that a part of the actual mitzvah of Sibiyatiyas Mitzrayim is not only to say the story of events is not only to say the history of the Maschil B'Gnos from Messiah Mishvach, everything that happened starting from Avram Avinu until we left Mitzrayim. It's insufficient. Part of the mitzvah itself is to thank Hashem. And part of the mitzvah of the Lechem Oini, and part of the mitzvah of CPT is Mitzrayim, is to say the Hallel and to thank Hashem. She'al b'zoicha to be mekayim this mitzvah of Lechem Oini, and this mitzvah of CPT is Mitzrayim, to the fullest. Amen.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.